WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Tuesday morning, and I'm going to jump right into a call here because someone's been holding on patiently. But just very quickly before that, Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell is announcing today that she will be seeking re-election to that office. She says the work isn't done, and so she'll be seeking re-election. They put out a press release yesterday that there'd be an announcement, a campaign announcement today. They sent another notice out this morning, and then they sent the press release out 2 hours before the actual scheduled announcement at 9 a.m. But she will be seeking re-election, Andrea Campbell, for Attorney General of the Commonwealth. All right, let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air. Hold on. Did I hear something wrong? Oh, there you are. I hear you.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. This may not affect us down here completely because we have five reservoirs or bodies of water. But I originally from Massachusetts, went up to Vermont for many years and come back. The White River is down to nothing in Vermont. All the tributaries and the fly fishing for the people. And they don't even know if they're going to have enough water in the ski areas to pump out because the rivers are so dry up there. And it's the same thing in New Hampshire and in Maine. It's a sad looking time. And I was talking with some people I know up there, and they said if this continues we don't get a good amount of rain before the freeze, the ground's going to freeze with no water. And then in the spring, it will just run. There'll be no runoff. And it's affecting the deer and ducks and everything. People are cracking, trying to get their wells deeper in Vermont, New Hampshire. And I've been up there twice, and I just got back. And because I have a lot of friends up there, it's just a sad situation. So I don't know how many ski areas will be open, if they are going to be open. The maple syrup season in the spring is going to be nothing if we don't get the rain. They say it hasn't been this bad in over 100 years.
Wow. So I know that we kind of dodged the bullet a little bit down here with some of the drought conditions this summer, but I didn't realize it had been so bad up there.
Yes. This is the second time I've gone up, and they got a lot of multi-million dollar people are moving from the city up, and they're moving the dirt around and changing the whole area of Heartland, Vermont, and Windsor and different areas. South Royalton, with the White River and has its branches that belong to Trout Unlimited up there, and it's down to no trinkle at all. And in Brattleboro, above there is a Dumbiston, the covered bridges, and up there it's just like puddles of water. And the effect on the birds and the animals, and like kingfishers, a lot of naturalists that are up there, it's sad. It's concerning. And they're cracking, and they're going down 300 feet just to try and get water in a lot of the homes.
Mm. Well, thank you for letting us know. Thank you for updating us on it.
Yes, and southern and Maine is the same situation. I usually deer hunt up there, too, and I'm a professional fly fisherman and over the years up there. So I know all the stream just puddles. I mean, in Connecticut, it's only half what it used to be. And the White River runs into the Connecticut, and it's just nothing. It kind of chokes you up and makes you feel bad for everything in the environment and the people around the area. So I thought it's an eye-opener, you know?
No doubt. Well, thank you so much for the information.
Yes, and one quick thing is the nice thing about down this area, we have five areas that we get water from that Westport does, and Dartmouth and everything. We're pretty much set here so far because we have all those bodies of water that we get water from.
Well, good for us. Not so good up there. But again, thank you for the info and keep us updated.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Let's take another call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
I heard you talking about Marilyn Monroe, and I don't know exactly what you said because I was just waking up. But well, anyway,
I was just saying, today's the day that I said in the Gen X Files, today's the day that Guinness declared the Candle in the Wind 97 song the best-selling single of all time. And I was talking about how, I thought then that it was kind of unfair how Elton John rewrote the song that he'd written for Marilyn Monroe to be about Princess Di.
I got some beautiful pictures of her. I know how to frame real good, so I bought one in New York in color, and I framed it nice. And on the street, they sell them. They were, anyway, a while back when I went, and I got Michael Jackson. Came out good. I framed him nice. It was when he wasn't too morphed out. He had the black and white, the white T-shirt with that black thing on. You know, he still looked like a real guy.
Did you think that he looked like a space alien later?
I don't know. He was doing too much to his, remember they made a hole through his nose and everything?
Yeah, some people go a little bit too far with it, but.
Yeah, this was before he went too far and it looked good. I still like him anyway. He was a great, great artist. And, I don't care about the other stuff. I don't even know if it's true.
And he was never convicted of it, so.
That's what I'm saying. But I liked his music, and it was from my era,
Absolutely.
And, and then my girlfriend, she was a pencil sketch artist, and she did two of them, and they were really nice, and they were just with pencil. And I framed them real nice. She gave me two of them for $100. And then I got another one. I collect her anyway, somewhat. I got quite a few.
I have a couple of friends that not only collect stuff, but they cosplay as her. They dress as her for cosplay conventions.
Oh, they dress like her?
Yeah, one of them made the dress from the 7-year itch? Was that the one where the wind blew up? And so she hand sewed that dress herself. Looks just like it.
Oh, I don't have patience for that. And then I got a cutest little, there are two little figures. I don't know where I got them from, but it's her with a tight dress on and red lips. And I put Dick Tracy near her, and it looks so cute. Dick Tracy with his hat, and they're about the same size, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Anyways, something happened at Foxwoods yesterday. Did you get any more wind of that? Because I didn't hear nothing.
Yeah, so what happened was it turned out to be kind of it wasn't what people thought that it was. So what happened was someone was reportedly being held restrained in a room. And so the authorities were called, but it turned out that that wasn't the situation. It was over pretty quickly, and everything turned out okay.
Well, how come I heard something different from a girl who said her boyfriend was up there, and they said that a girl said there was a guy that was trying to kill her, and he had a gun in the room, and she was crawling on the floor?
Yeah, I think it turned out not to be... I don't want to say that there was a false report, but I think that what they were saying was it turned out not to be what was reported.
Something's wrong there, but if she's covering up for him, he could get in big trouble if that's the case. But if she's covering up,
or it could have been somebody made something up.
Like who?
Like that person. They could have been making it up. It could have been that they got into some sort of an argument or something. So they haven't really released all the details of what was going on, but they just said basically, all is good.
Did you know what I heard from somebody that, they're always going to say that there because they don't want.
But what's more official? What's coming from the police or what you heard from somebody?
Mine, because this girl's boyfriend was there right there. He had a room.
It doesn't mean that he knows anything.
he couldn't get back up to his room because they were all
Well, of course, yeah, they had a response. There was definitely a situation that went on. But what I'm saying is that the response turned out to be unnecessary. It turned out that, you know, what was reported wasn't what was happening.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, because I used to go there, and I used to talk to a lot of the people that work there and clean the rooms and everything, and the managers and all the other people. They said that they find people dead in the rooms all the time, but you never hear about it because they gamble so much that they commit suicide.
Yeah, that, I'm sure that happens quite a bit, yeah. I mean, it happens all the time in Las Vegas, too, where, but you don't hear about it because we don't really report on suicides. If somebody goes and kills themselves in a hotel room, that's not news, you know?
Yeah, but they don't want to announce that anyway. They don't want to make people hear that.
Well, but also, why would they? I mean, it's not anything people need to know.
I didn't ever think that way.
You know where people die quite a bit? Cruise ships.
But they overeat. I went on that too, and I laid off.
No, just for various different reasons. But they have a morgue on the cruise ship, and so what'll happen is somebody will die the first day, and then you know you're on the ship with them for 10 days, with them in the morgue.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of people do overeat. They got too much food on a cruise. I wasn't all that impressed. I just like boats better than planes. But when I went, I only went once, and I right away laid off in the morning. That's too much food, and I just ate oatmeal. I didn't even know that you could walk on top of the ship. I would have been walking up there because it was my first time, and so I didn't know anything about cruises. You know, there's an itinerary, and you gotta get moving in early in the morning and get going. There's a lot to do.
Yeah. Well, it's up to you. You don't have to do anything. You can just sit in your room and do nothing all day if you want to, too. It's your vacation.
Oh, yeah. But then in the afternoon, they have more food, and it's all kind of food again. And then they have a cookout on where the pool is, and the food never stops. So then at night, I was eating the meal at night, which is nice, and it's not real big. It's a sit-down dinner, like salmon and spinach, and or a little steak with spinach. And you could have double if you wanted.
Yeah, you don't have to eat every time they cook, though. It's not your grandmother's house where she's going to get mad if you don't eat. Like you don't have to go and eat all the time. You can choose when you decide to have your meals and how much you want to eat.
Yeah, but that's why people go on cruises, Tim, one of the reasons is because they have so much food.
I think the real reason they go on a cruise is so that they can have the unlimited alcohol package and they can just drink. That's probably what kills people more than the food.
Oh, I never had that. I never got the package. How about the people that jump off, these boys that you hear us on the news sometime?
I mean, you know, somebody fell overboard my last cruise.
Really?
Yep. So there was a lady that was with us, and she said, you know, every time I'm on a cruise, somebody falls overboard. And we're like, okay. And then on the very last day, we're like all, you know, sitting out around the pool at like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. And we're like, oh, well, hey, you made it through this whole cruise. Anybody falling overboard? And then like 45 minutes later, we got the alarm. Somebody had fallen overboard. We were like in Boston Harbor at that point, just waiting to get up there. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
What cruise was that one? Where'd you go?
Bermuda.
That's the same one I went to.
I've done that one twice, and I did one from New Orleans to like Cozumel in Mexico and Belize and Honduras. So that was my first one, was going through the Western Caribbean. And then I did Boston to Bermuda twice.
Yeah, that one, I think, for Boston Bermuda, I think there's too many kids on it. When I went, I couldn't even get in the hot tubs on one level.
Trust me, you don't want to go in the hot tub on a cruise.
Why? It's dirty.
And yeah, it's just nonstop gross people in there. You're better off not going in the hot tub.
They're not that big anyway, from what I could see.
It's you're better off not going in there and getting whatever people are leaving behind in there. So,
but you know, it's like I said, it's a lot of kids on that. Well, at that time it was like the end of the summer. Because they're going back to school, so they go on the cruise with their parents. That's the time I went. What time did you go?
I don't remember. I got to hold you there, though. I'm looking at the clock here. I got to take a break.
All right, Tim.
All right. I think I went May, like around that time, if I remember right.
All right. You take care.
All right. Take it easy. Yeah. Now that I think about it, I think all my cruises were right around that time, May, June. So yeah, I think that was the time period that I went. The first one was, I had nothing to do with it. It was put together by somebody else, and I was just like one of the invited kind of paranormal guests on it. And then same thing with the second one. And then the third one we put together ourselves. These were all like paranormally themed cruises, like a group excursion type thing. And so, yeah, I think they were all May. Anyway, I got to get this break in. We'll come back with the news and then more with you. 508-996-0500.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
Welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. On the other side of that, we can talk with you. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
A global Amazon outage. Hunting equipment found near Air Force One, and new guidance for children eating peanuts.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Amazon Web Services says its systems have mostly resumed normal operations after many technical issues impacted users worldwide yesterday. AWS, which is the leading provider of cloud computing services, experienced a major outage yesterday. The issue started overnight with Amazon Web Services, which provides the online infrastructure to scores of sites and services, including Zoom, WhatsApp, Snapchat, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Alexa, Venmo, and more. We're all hit with tech problems. Experts say the total cost of the outage could end up being hundreds of billions of dollars. The FBI is leading the investigation into a suspicious hunting stand near Palm Beach Airport, where President Trump exits Air Force One. A spokesperson for the U.S. Secret Service confirmed the discovery was made on Thursday during an advanced security preparation before the president's arrival in Palm Beach. Security teams found no individuals at the location, but officials did note that they found items of interest. The agency confirmed the hunting stand had a direct line of sight to the landing area for Air Force One. Former President Joe Biden has reportedly finished a round of radiation therapy for prostate cancer. A Biden spokesperson says that Biden completed several weeks of the treatment yesterday at a hospital in Philadelphia. Biden's office announced earlier this month that he was undergoing a new phase of treatment for an aggressive form of prostate cancer. The former president will turn 83 next month. Food allergies in children are way down in recent years, and it may be linked to different guidance on peanuts. In 2017, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases recommended parents start introducing their babies to peanuts in an effort to significantly reduce their chances of being allergic in the future, based on a previous study. A new study in the journal Pediatrics finds there was a 43% drop in peanut allergy rates in children under the age of 3 since that guidance has been issued. The study also shows eggs are now the number one food allergen in young children. Before, it was peanuts. The peak of the Orionid meteor showers is nearing, which can offer sky gazers another celestial delight, according to the American Meteor Society. The Orionids occur when Earth passes through the trail of debris left behind by Halley's Comet. And this year, the event stretches from September 26th to November 22nd, with the peak being today, October 21st. NASA suggesting the best time to take in the Orionids will be around 2 a.m., and experts recommend traveling away from the city and any street lamps to get the best view. The Orionids are considered one of the most beautiful meteor showers of the year. Gas prices are below the $3 mark for the first time in years. According to Gas Buddy, the average price nationwide is now $2.98 a gallon. That's down 19 cents in the past month and 15 cents lower than a year ago. The U.S. hasn't seen prices dip below $3 a gallon since the pandemic. California still has the highest price at $4.65 a gallon. Oklahoma, the cheapest at $2.56. Kenny Loggins demanding his song be removed from an AI video posted by President Trump over the weekend to troll protesters.
The video depicts Trump wearing a crown, flying a jet, and dumping what appears to be fecal matter on protesters while Loggins' Danger Zone plays in the background. In a statement, Loggins said nobody asked him permission for the song to be used, and he would have denied the request had he been asked. He went on to demand the song be removed from the video immediately. Loggins added, I can't imagine why anybody would want their music used or associated with something created with the sole purpose of dividing us. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Bees host the Panthers tonight at 7:30. The NBA regular season starts today. Two games tonight. Celtics' first game will be tomorrow night at the Garden with the 76ers in town.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Weather looks good for today. Mostly sunny, breezy, and dry. Temperatures this afternoon about 63. A clear start tonight. Increasing clouds later on. Showers arriving well after midnight towards daybreak. Lows in the upper 50s. Rain on Wednesday morning, but it clears out in the afternoon, becoming partly sunny, mid-60s. Mostly sunny, cooler on Thursday with a high near 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. And my number here, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. A couple of stories that I wanted to bring up here. One, you heard Mike Roberts mention in the news earlier, in the top of the hour news, this story that came out yesterday about the cigarettes. So a Swansea man pled guilty to a scheme that resulted in $78,000 in lost Massachusetts cigarette tax revenue. So his name was Linwood Cohen. 46 years old. And basically what he was doing is he was driving to New Hampshire, buying several cartons of cigarettes, and then coming back to Massachusetts and selling them at a profit because they didn't have the tax stamp on them. So, you know, he can sell them for less than he paid for. Now, listen, this happens way more than people realize. And what they didn't mention in this story, see, what they said here is that he doesn't have a license to sell cigarettes wholesale or retail in Massachusetts. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't have a store. I don't know anything about this guy. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have a store. He could have had a license before. He could have had a store and had a license and lost it because he was caught selling unstamped cigarettes. I know somebody that owned a convenience store, a gas station, that was selling unstamped cigarettes and got caught, had to pay a fine. He was buying them from somebody who said, hey, I can get you them cheaper than what you're paying for here. And they don't have the stamp on them. You don't have to pay the tax. So it was, you know, for them, I don't want to say a slap on the wrist, but it was not as significant. Jailed, and they probably, you know, again, $78,000 worth of lost tax revenue. I don't think that was just he was selling them to his friends. So whatever the situation was here, you know, and I was seeing some comments. I said, well, come on. Is that really a crime? I mean, he took the effort to go to New Hampshire and get the cigarettes and bring them back. Is that really a crime? Well, yeah, it is. First of all, that's your tax revenue that's not getting collected now. Money that goes to programs that you benefit from. But also, why should every other business have to do it the right way and pay the tax, and this guy doesn't? So, yeah, it is a crime. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. I don't know if you'll hear me. I'm out already. But
I can hear you.
I'll try. That man with the cigarettes, he shouldn't spend a day in jail. Okay? Not a day. Not one single day. We have illegal aliens coming here, murdering people, raping people, breaking laws left.
Well, but that doesn't mean you should get away with other crimes.
Listen, this tax crap has to stop. This is an American man trying to make a dollar out here, and they just want to drain them left and right. But the illegals will come here, they will do whatever they want, anything, and they don't spend a day in jail. And if they do, they're out the next freaking day. So give this guy a break. He doesn't belong in jail. Cigarettes, really? Really?
So what? Catch so just so I can be sure, Mary, what crimes are okay that I can go commit that you don't think I should be punished for?
I don't know. Right now, it's really for me to even know what you said. I'm against an American being taxed to death. You understand that? That's what I'm against. If you're living in Canada and you win the lottery, you get it all. They don't take no taxes over there. So why should I buy tickets from there? Because once I bring the money over here, they're going to tax me the minute I get back here. So maybe I ought to move over there.
It's not. Listen, Mary, it's not that he's being taxed to death. He's just not even paying the taxes he's supposed to pay on these cigarettes.
I don't think we should. You do remember, I mean, you...
But it doesn't matter if you should or you shouldn't. I don't think we shouldn't be allowed to, you know, I think we should be allowed to use our cell phones while we drive, but if I get pulled over and get a ticket for it, I'm still going to pay the ticket.
Okay, we're done with the taxes. I'm against it. That's it. But now Marilyn Monroe, call it what it is. A woman that slept around with married men, especially presidents, and the president's brother, too, call it what it is. She's no one to be admired. They make a big celebrity out of her. She was tramp. That's what she was, Mr. Weisberg. Let's say the truth out here. She was a sleep-around woman that didn't care because she had all that notoriety. Coming out and singing a sexy, happy birthday to President Kennedy. Really? Tramping. That's what it is.
You've been holding that in for a long time.
I know you don't like it. If she was alive today and still young and pretty-looking, she'd go after every man she sees, especially the notable men, presidents, lawyers.
I don't think you know that much about Marilyn Monroe.
And I do not agree with Elton John either, taking that song and turning it around for her. And I don't have much use for Elton John either. I like certain celebrities, but I'm not going to go overboard admiring them, seeing them in person and running up there for their autographs. No. If Jesus Christ came down here, you think they'd be running over to the stage to greet him and get his autograph? You don't put anybody before the law.
I'm pretty sure people would,
yeah. I know you don't like that either. I know. But I have a right to my opinion. Isn't that right? You remember when taxes first started, they started all that when the city and the area needed money to fix things and all, and it went overboard and it never stopped. And it was supposed to stop until they really, really needed the money. And the taxes they're getting today, look at our roads. And they're talking about building another walkway. Are you serious with that? And that's why I was against the Zykarian. Enough's enough already. Taking all this money from hard-working people, and we have to sit back and watch where it's going. You've got to be kidding. Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to finish my walk.
All right. Mary brought some other calls here to the forefront. Let me take a quick break here, and then we'll jump into those. So that way there, we don't have to limit people because I'll be watching the clock. Let's take this break. We'll be back in a few moments.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
With that cigarettes, were they menthol?
I don't know. It didn't say.
Oh, because they don't sell menthol in Massachusetts, and a lot of people go to New Hampshire to get their cigarettes or Tiverton. But you know, I don't know if they have taxes in Tiverton, though, don't they?
Yeah, but I mean, and, if he was going to get them just for himself, that'd be one thing. But he was obviously going there to sell them to others.
Oh yeah, well I know there's a lot of people around here that sell them out of their house, and they go out there and they buy. You know, I used to smoke menthols, and as soon as they stopped selling them out here, I cut down on my smoking, but I smoke every once in a while socially, like you want to have some wine. But I just smoke the regular ones, but I'm back to those. But
there was a guy that used to come into the diner and he smoked the menthols, and he told us it's because the menthol was medicine that keeps you from getting cancer. Like that doesn't work that way, no.
No. But you know, I don't know. But if he's selling the menthols, I can, you know, that's Massachusetts' fault for getting rid of it. That's what I'm saying.
But still, you know, his fault for going there and breaking the law. Right. So.
Oh, I know. But I don't think he should go to jail for it. Unless, how much did he buy?
I'm sorry?
How many cottons did he buy at a time?
It just said several, but they calculated the lost revenue to $78,000 in lost taxes.
Oh, wow.
At $341 a pack is the tax. So, you know, divide 78,000 by, and I don't think that he bought that many all at once, maybe necessarily, but, yeah. You know.
There's $12 a pack here for a pack of cigarettes now, so.
But that would equate to about 23,000 packs of cigarettes.
Jesus. Oh, that's quite a bit, yeah. But I'm just talking about, I know that people do sell them. I don't buy them because I just, for the heck with that, I don't smoke that much anymore. So I quit the menthols because I'm not going to go all the way out there to get them. Not worth it. But anyway.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
And I loved Marilyn Monroe.
There we go. I knew.
My mother actually looked just like her when my mother was younger. She was beautiful. She looked just like her when she got married. Everybody always said that. Yep.
All right.
I have pictures of it. But anyway. All righty.
You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Joey Sapio. Good
morning.
You know, you're talking about the cigarettes, and I just want to say something. Like you almost defended him, too, you know, because you didn't know if he had a license and all that stuff. You know, and Mary called up and went off about the gentleman.
No, I wasn't defending him. He didn't have a license. He had no license to sell cigarettes.
No, I know that, but you did say you don't know if he had a license at the time.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. It doesn't say if he had one that got revoked for doing
right.
this in the
it
past.
It doesn't say anything, but I'm only calling in because the perception means a lot, okay, when something happens, okay? Now, you know how I feel about politicians, okay, because they are held to a higher standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so didn't we have a politician in this area that went up there and bought liquor? And he had voted in Massachusetts for the tax and everything. Don't you think the perception there, he shouldn't have done it? So you get a guy, I don't know who the guy was that did the cigarettes. I'm just talking about perception and what.
But went to New Hampshire and bought liquor? What's wrong with that?
He's a politician that voted in Massachusetts for tax on liquor in Massachusetts. He's a politician.
Yeah, but I don't. I don't fault anybody if they go up there to buy liquor and don't pay the taxes on it.
They never said how much he bought. Did he buy it for his friends? Like everybody's speculating on things when they called this radio station.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're buying it and reselling it or something, that's a problem.
No, I understand that. But he is, the perception is a elected official and voting on taxes in Massachusetts about liquor tax and then going up there trying to save the tax on liquor. That's what I'm saying. The perception doesn't look good. So Mary and you were right to defend the guy.
I wasn't defending the guy.
Well, no, it's not the defending. You said that the guy might have had a license. So you're putting false rumors out there. Might have had a license. You don't know if he did or didn't.
Listen, when you have a conversation and you're saying things in a conversation, that's not an accusation. I didn't accuse him of having a license and getting it revoked.
I'm just bringing it up to the point of people are in different positions. When you have an elected official is held to a higher standard. He voted on the liquor tax in Massachusetts to go up and all that stuff. Why did he have to go up there? When he was up there, he shouldn't have bought that liquor. You're voting. You're a voter of the thing, and you're going to save the
so
tax.
If you vote to have a tax on alcohol that will raise millions of dollars a year for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and then you're in New Hampshire, and you shouldn't be allowed, you should have to wait till you come to Massachusetts to buy alcohol again?
Yes, if you're an elected official, yes, I think so. That's a perception I'm trying to bring across to them. That's all. I'm only trying to bring a perception. It's a common joke.
I don't know that anybody else has that same perception.
Well, I think there is. I think there is. There's a lot of people. I'm not the only idiot out here. There's two people
you're
think
not
I'm
an idiot.
Idiot. No, I know that. But there's a lot of people that think the way I think. I think I'm the only one with cojones to get on the radio and bring it up. That's all. It's a perception. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not saying you're right or wrong to the point that. But it's a perception. He was an elected official. He should have had some kind of brain saying, hey, wait a minute, I just voted on something like this. I'm not going to get caught. Oh, my God, I got caught. Thank you, Tim.
All right, have a good day. I got to get one more break in here. We'll be right back. All right, that's going to do it for me for today. Stay tuned for Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now. He's got Sean Oliver in the first hour. And what day is it today? I don't even know. Tuesday? All right. So all the days are melting together for me. Make sure you get on over to SeizeTheDeal.com. Get the last few remaining Seize the Deals for Just Another Phoenix.